Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we're going to continue to explore the question, what is God like? This is part three of our exploration of God's immutability, or unchangeableness. In parts one and two, I suggested that to say that God never changes does not mean that he doesn't experience different emotions, and it does not mean that God doesn't act differently in different situations. Rather, it means that God's being and perfections don't change, and his purposes and promises don't change. Now, one common question I've received about the Bible goes something like this. If God doesn't change, then why does the Bible say that God changed his mind? Or why does the Bible say that God regretted or repented? That's what we'll meditate on this morning. Here's two representative verses that kind of put the question into focus. Genesis 6:6, the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. Jonah 3:10, when God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. So what do we make of these? Is the Bible contradicting itself here, as some suggest? No, it isn't, and I'll explain why. Let's start with Jonah 3:10. The people of Nineveh were wicked. God promised to destroy the city. They repented of their sin, and in response, God did not destroy the city. So did God change? Did God's purposes change? It might seem so, but listen to Jeremiah 18:7 through 8. If at any time I declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will pluck up and break down and destroy it, and if that nation concerning which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I intended to do to it. So what we see in Jonah is not a change of mind as in a change of purpose. God is remaining completely consistent with his nature, being, and purposes. The human words that we're trying to use to convey what God is doing simply fall short. And this is the same situation with Genesis 6:6. The Lord regretted that he had made man. When we use the word regret to describe us, what we usually mean is that we made a wrong choice and should have acted differently. I regret my wrong decision. What we have here is called an anthropomorphism. Here's the definition. The attribution of human characteristics or behavior to a god, animal, or object. When the Bible says that God's eyes are on the righteous, or that he set his face against evil, God is a spirit. The Bible isn't suggesting that God has a physical eyeball that's suddenly looking only at righteous people and is blind to the unrighteous. Instead, it's trying to communicate something deeper about God using our limited ability to communicate and understand. So it is with the passage in Genesis. God didn't believe he had made a mistake. The rest of the verse helps to clear this up. It says it grieved him to his heart. It's describing how God feels about man's condition of rebellion. This is how God has always felt and will always feel about rebellion, which is why he sent Jesus to save us from it. So does God change his mind? Not in the way that we do. His change of mind never means that he has changed. Usually it means that we have, and it's actually for our good that he responds differently accordingly.